أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember very well, I was speaking about how to treat relatives. Previously, I talked about the importance and significance of treating parents and relatives in a good way. I cited many Quranic verses and Islamic traditions to prove that it is very much necessary from the viewpoint of Islam to do good to your relatives. Don't ignore your relatives. Reach them. Help them when they are in need. Visit them regularly, whether they are close to you or they are living in a far-flung area, no matter. Give importance to this issue because it is a part of religion. And God has cursed those who cut off relations with relatives. If you are not on terms with your relatives, and if you are actually a religious-minded person, then review your religiosity. Something goes wrong with your religiosity. Because if you are a deeply religious person, you cannot tolerate this situation, and you have to bring some changes in the state of affair. This session will again be devoted to the matter of treating relatives, because treating relatives is a very important issue nowadays. Nowadays, even Muslims are under the impression of foreign cultures and foreign habits and customs. And that is why Muslims are not taking care of their culture, and they do not pay attention to the requirements of their culture. Islamic culture is a different culture. Maybe according to non-Islamic culture, it is not a must to do good to your relatives, and it is not necessary to be on terms with your relatives, because some of the new or modern schools of thought are very much utilitarian-minded. They talk about utility and they focus on utility. Whatever that is useful economically and materialistically, they are concerned about it. But in whatever is not economically useful, then they are careless about it and they do not pay attention about it. This is the demand of non-Islamic culture, and this is the requirement of non-Islamic culture. But as far as Islamic culture is concerned, Islamic culture is very much concerned about relations with relatives. And Islam advises the Muslims and encourages them to give time to this issue and to spend their money in this way. And that is why I'm going to further talk and further elaborate on the issue of treating relatives. Let me to begin with cite a tradition from one of the holy imams, Shiite imams. This is a very good tradition. It tells us that if we do not pay attention to the issue of doing favor to relatives, then we will be punished by God. In one way or the other, soon or late, God is always watching us. If we go astray and if we do not do our duties fully and completely, God will punish us in one way or the other. God sees the truth but waits. Let me quote this tradition from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. The narrator says, قُلْتُ لَهُ إِنَّ إِخْوَتِي وَبَنِي عَمِّي قَدْ زَيَّقُوا عَلَيَّ الدَّارِ. A person goes to Imam Sadiq and tells and complains against his brothers and against his uncle's children, saying that they are disturbing me and they are making me to leave my house and to leave my property and to leave my wealth. And they have made the life very much bitter for me. And I do not enjoying my life. They are creating problem for me. O Imam, they are creating problem for me. My brothers and my uncle's children, they are creating problem for me. What should I do? وَأَلْجَأُونِي مِنْهَا إِلَى بَيْتٍ. And they force me to leave my house and to go to another house. The situation is very bad. They are not actually tolerating me. They do not allow me to live in the same house they live. They force me to leave my house, to abandon my house. وَلَوْ تَكَلَّمْتُ أَخَذْتُ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. He says that I'm not a powerless person. If I launch complaint against them, if I go to the judge, if I make a complaint against them, I'm able to take my right from them, and I'm able to punish them. Look now what does the Holy Imam say, and we are supposed to listen to our Holy Imams and to put into practice the words presented by our Holy Imam. What does the Holy Imam say? The Holy Imam says, فَقَالَ لِي إِسْبِرْ. The Holy Imam says, be patient. Don't be impatient. Exercise patience. Be tolerant. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيَجْعَلُ لَكَ فَرَجًا. God will find a solution for you. God is watching us. He will find a solution for you. قال فانصرفت. The narrator says, then I did not do anything. I remained silent, doing nothing. And I did nothing, the reporter says. And then ووقع الوباء. And then there came an epidemic disease broken. في سنة 31 in the year 131 AH or after Hijrah. So you see the Holy Imam advised him to be patient, doing nothing, and told him that God will find some solution for you. Now look at the solution God presents. There is an epidemic in the city. فَمَاتُوا وَاللَّهِ كُلُّهُمْ. All of them died. My brothers, the sons of my uncle, all of them died. فَمَا بَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدْ. No one. No one remained alive. No one survived. All died. قال فخرجتُ. Then the reporter says, I came back. فلما دخلت عليه. He visited the Holy Imam. فلما دخلت عليه. When I entered into his office or into his house, قال فما حال أهل بيتك. How is your family? How are your brothers? How are the sons of your uncle? Are they okay? Are they well? قال قلت له قد ماتوا. The reporter says, I told the imam that they died. My brothers died. The sons of my uncle died. والله كلهم, all of them died. فما بقي منهم أحد. No one survived from among them. The epidemic was so intense that no one survived. فقال هو بما صنعوا بك وبعقوقهم إياك وقطع رحمهم بتروا. The holy imam tells us about the philosophy of this incident. We as simple people, when look at the incidents that take place around us, we do not take any lesson from them. We do not interpret. We are not able to discern them. We are not able to look into them, finding the philosophy behind the incident. Each incident that takes place around us has its own philosophy. And those who are awliya Allah, and those who are saints, and those who are connected to God, they know about the philosophy of each and every incident, quite aware of what is taking place around them, contrary to us who are not aware. The holy imam says, فَقَالَ هُوَ بِمَا سَنَعُوا. This is the result of their action. It is the consequence of their deed. What did they do to you? They cut off the relation with you, and they tried to disturb you. They tried to harm you. And God saw this, and as a result, God punished them. هُوَ بِمَا صَنَعُوا بِكَ وَبِعُقُوقِهِمْ إِيَاكَ. Because of disturbing you, because they disturbed you. وَقَطْ إِرَحِمِهِمْ. And because they cut off relations with you, they broke the relation with you. Because of this, بُتِرُوا. And because of this, they were punished. And because of this, they were put to death. And their life broke off, the chain of their life broke. أَتُحِبُّ أَنَّهُمْ بَقُوا. Then the holy imam asked, do you like them? Do you like to see them alive? وَأَنَّهُمْ زَيَّقُوا عَلَيْكَ. Do you want to see them alive with the condition they had previously, disturbing you, creating problems for you? The reporter says, قال قلت أي والله. Yes, by God, I like them to be alive, and I wanted them to be alive even though they were disturbing me, even though they were creating problem for me, even though they were creating headache for me. But despite all this, I like them to be alive. Anyway, this tradition tells us that if you do not act in accordance with your duty, and if you do not establish ties with your relatives, if you ignore your relatives, if you do not perform your duties towards your relatives, then first of all, you will be deprived of the advantages of relations. This is the first difficulty. The second one is that God will punish you because of ignoring your duty. God will punish you because of not acting in accordance with your duty. And this is very much important. So it shows that the importance of this issue, it will not go unwashed, and it will not go unnoticed. And as I mentioned before, if a person does not act in accordance with his or her duty, and if he does not establish sound relations with relatives, he will be cursed by God, and he will be punished by God. This is a tradition which tells us that how God punishes those and how God curses those who are careless about this duty. This is one of our holy imams who gives us a piece of advice. The advice is very much important. This advice, this piece of advice, contains many important principles. But one of the principles is related to our discussion. The rest is not very much directly related. But despite that, because these principles are very useful and these principles are of importance to every one of us, therefore I will translate the whole and I will give an account of all the elements that are present in this tradition. The holy imam says, Ya Bunayya Unzur Khamsatan. Oh my children, don't be good, don't be on terms with five groups of people. There are five groups of people who are not good. Don't be their friends. Don't befriend them. Don't accompany them. Do not play with them. Do not go on trip with them. Don't ask them to your houses and don't go to their houses. فَلَا تُصَاحِبْهُمْ. Don't accompany them. Don't befriend them. وَلَا تُحَادِثْهُمْ. And don't converse with them. Don't dialogue with them. وَلَا تُرَافِقْهُمْ. Don't befriend them. Befriending a person is very much important. It is very much important whom we are befriending with. Should we befriend every person? Should we be the friend of every person? This is very much important. وَلَا تُرَافِقْهُمْ فِي الطَّرِيقِ. Don't accompany them in any of your journeys. When you go on a journey, do not accompany any one of these five groups. فَقُلْتُ يَا أَبَا. The narrator says, Oh my father, مَنْ هُمْ. Who are they? Who are these five groups? Let me know about these five groups. Because if I do not know these five groups, I cannot I cannot establish relations with them, nor I can broke the relations with them. First of all, I must know these five groups. من هم؟ قال إياك ومصاحبة الكذاب. Don't accompany the liars. If a person frequently lies, if a person is lying regularly, then don't befriend him and don't accompany him. And then the holy imam tells about the philosophy of this order. He says, فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ السَّرَابِ. Such a person is like a mirage. You go, for example, to a desert. You see a mirage. You think that it is water. But as a matter of fact, it is not water. It deceives you. You think it is water, but in fact, it is not water. Similarly, a person who is a liar, he is a mirage. He tries to look what he is not in fact. He tries to pretend what he is not in fact, in reality. يُقَرِّبُ لَكَ الْبَعِيدِ وَيُبَاعِدْ أَوْ يُبَاعِدْ لَكَ الْقَرِيبِ. He actually changes the reality of things. He makes what is present, he makes what is present look far from you, and he and what is far from you close to you. This is his art. He knows this technique. He knows this art, how to deceive others and how to make them actually believe about what is not existing. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُسَاحَبَةَ الْفَاسِقِ. The second group is fasiq, or lewd, or a person who is very much concerned about his passions. Don't befriend such kind of people, those who are lewd, those who are after their satisfying their passions and emotions. فَإِنَّهُ بَايَعُكَ بِأَكْلَةٍ أَوْ أَقَلْ. Why should you don't befriend a person who is characterized as such? The Holy Imam says, because he will sell you just for a morsel of food, for just for actually his dinner, to get a dinner or to get a lunch, he will sell you. He is not a person who is honest, who is loyal to you. He is not loyal to you. He will sell you as soon as he can. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُسَاحَبَةَ الْبَخِيلِ. And don't accompany a miser person or a miserly person. A miser is a bad person. He is stingy. He is not ready to spend for anything. Such a person is bad. فَإِنَّهُ يَخْزُلُكَ. Such a person will embarrass you. Such a person will frustrate you. And because of this, don't go near such persons, and don't accompany them, and don't listen to their words. Because if you listen to their words might lead you astray. Their words might misguide you. Yes. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةَ الْأَحْمَاقِ. And don't be a friend of a foolish person, a stupid person. Try to get distance from those who are stupid. Those who are foolish, they will bring you no honor. They will bring you no dignity. They will bring you embarrassment because he is a foolish. فَإِنَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْفَعَكَ. فَيَزُرُّكَ. He wants to benefit you, but because he does not know, instead of benefiting you, he harms you. Because he does not know where to speak, how to speak, and what to speak. He wants to benefit you. He wants to give you something, to do a favor to you. But as a matter of fact, his action is not something that benefits you. Instead, it is something that harms you. It is something that is at your disadvantage. And that is the reason why you should distance yourself from such type of people. And the last group is وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُسَاحِبَةَ الْقَاطِعِ لِرَحِيمِهِ. And lastly, you should not associate with those who cut off their relations with their kin or with their relatives. Those who are careless about their relatives, those who are not mindful about their relatives, they are a group whom we should shun, whom we should abandon, based on the advice presented by this Holy Imam. The Holy Imam tells us the philosophy of this order. فَإِنِّي وَجَدْتُهُمْ مَلْعُونًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Why should you avoid making relation or establishing tie with those who cut off relations with thieves? Why? The Holy Imam says, فَإِنِّي وَجَدْتُهُمْ مَلْعُونًا. I found this person cursed by God. Because such a person who does not have any relation with relatives, such a person is cursed by God. And since such a person is cursed by God, therefore we must not get nearer to him. It is actually sanctioned by God. And it shows that God also uses the technique of sanction. God imposes sanction on certain groups. And God tells us and advises us not to approach such kind of groups and not to make any dealing with such kind of groups and not to make any relation with such kind of groups. And if these people are isolated in the society, if these people are under sanction, then these people will try to amend their behavior and to correct their behavior. If they are not faced with such kind of harsh sanctions, if they are not faced with such kind of punishments, they will not try to amend their behavior and to correct their attitude towards other things. And that is why God tells us that don't establish relations with those who are careless about their relatives. فَإِنِّي وَجَدْتُهُ مَلْعُونًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الثَّلَاثَةِ مَوَازِعَ. God has cursed these people, those people who cut off relations with the relatives. In three places, God has cursed them, according to the Holy Imam. The Holy Imam actually cites the verses in which God has cursed this group. One of the verses is this: فَهَلْ أَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتَقْطَعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. God says that, do you expect that if you are ruling, if you get the power, do you expect that you will spread evils on the land and cut off relations with relatives? Do you have such kind of expectations? Do you think that you will do such kind of evil things? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ. If you are such a people, if you are such a group, think that God has cursed such people. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. God has cursed such people. فَأَسَمَّهُمْ. And God has deafened them. God has made them deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. God has blinded them. Were they not blinded, they would see things properly. Were they not deaf, they would hear things properly. And since they cannot hear properly, and since they cannot see properly, then we can conclude that they are deaf and dumb. They are blind. And that is why they cannot see things properly. So this is the first place where God has cursed those who cut off relations with relatives. The second place, وقال الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل. This is the place that is important. And God says that those who broke divine covenant, after they established such a covenant, and those who cut off relations with those who the relation with whom is advised to be kept, وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and those who create or do evils in the land, such people are أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ. These people are cursed by God. So this is the second place where God has cursed such kind of people. And there is still a third place where God has cursed these people. God says in chapter Baqarah, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُزُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِسَاقِهِ وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسَلْ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Here God says that those who cut off relations with relatives, they are khasirun. They are people who are not getting any benefit. It is in their disinterest to do such kind of things. But anyway, the Holy Imam has deduced from these three verses that those who do not establish relations with the relatives, they are cursed by God. And if you do not want to be cursed by God, then think about your relation with your relatives. Do you have relations with your relatives? Is your relation with your relatives sound? If it is sound, then thank God. If not, then try to bring some changes in the mood of your life. Try to modify your life. Thank you very much.